back. They're playing.
The following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
Looked at a long three, gave it up over to Maddie Squires. Weak side, it's one-on-one. She'll be cut off on the baseline. Kick it back out to Anna. Anna and Maddie, a little two-cow game over here. Back into Anna, out to Prasoski. Fakes the three, starts to drive. Anna in the paint, scoops with a right hand, off the square and in.
Today, it's live coverage of the Girls State Basketball Tournament in Lincoln featuring the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars.
High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Into the front court, three-pointers on the way. Stars can't get it to go. Rebound Whitney Colley. They'll kick it back out front into the hands of Teal. Teal works it around the perimeter. Here's another three. Prasoski, Alley puts it up, and this one is in.
Kearney Catholic is making their third straight trip to Lincoln and looking for their first state title since 2007. Kearney Catholic Lady Stars State Tournament action is coming up next, but first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Lincoln with Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Duda.
Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good morning, everyone, from the Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. It is time for the semifinals of the 2015 Nebraska Girls State High School Basketball Tournament as the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars take on the Knights of Norfolk Catholic in a rematch of the opening game of the season for the Stars. It was the second game for Norfolk Catholic. Norfolk Catholic was able to advance on yesterday with a 66-56 win over Bishop Newman out of Wahoo, while Kearney Catholic took care of Shadron 62-40. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. The winner will advance to tomorrow's 11 a.m. state championship game against the two-time defending champions from Pierce. Pierce advanced on with a 45-40 win over Lincoln Christian this morning, knocking out the number one seed. If Pierce faces Norfolk Catholic, it'll be a rematch of the postseason district game, while if it's Kearney Catholic, it'll be a rematch of last year's semifinal. Kearney Catholic beat Norfolk Catholic in the Knights' last appearance here in the opening round in 2013, and they won the opening game this season over Norfolk Catholic by a score of 50-32 in the early season tournament, which was played on a neutral site at Sandy Creek. With our producer-engineer Jeff Ekstrom, I'm Doug Duda. Glad you're along with us. We'll be back, take a look at the starting lineups, and give you more from the state basketball tournament in Lincoln right after this.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
The story behind the Goodwill store. My story is about my daughter, Laura, who lives with a developmental disability. I've seen her learn, grow, and blossom with the help of Goodwill. People living life to the fullest, accomplishing goals, and realizing dreams. What we all strive for. What Goodwill helps people do every day. Donate, shop, be part of the story.
Doing it right makes such a difference. Goodwill.
Life is definitely good for Laura.
Let's take a look at the starting lineups now for today's state semifinal. First off, for the Knights of Norfolk Catholic, this is the same starting five for both teams that we saw the opening game of the season. Number four is a 5'6" senior, Joelle Hang. She averages just about 7 points and 3.5 rebounds a game. Number five is a 5'6" junior, Maddie Love. She averages just about 7 points and 3 rebounds a game. Number 13, 5'10" junior, Bailey Ehlers, averages 6 points and 6.5 rebounds a game. Number 21, 5'5 senior, is Bailey Barnes. Averages about 4.5 points and 1.5 rebounds a game. And in the middle, number 44, 6'1" senior, Gina Piper, averaging 10 points and 11.5 rebounds per basketball game. The head coach of the Knights of Norfolk Catholic is Tim Kassmeyer, assisted by Dusty Korth and Hillary Clausen. Norfolk Catholic is 21-5 on the season. They defeated Boone Central, Newman Grove, and Pierce in the sub-districts and West Point Beamer in the district finals before downing Bishop Newman of Wahoo yesterday in the opening round at state. They do come out of that very, very tough Centennial or Mid-States Conference and see some great games and have lost twice this year to Crofton, once to Guardian Angels, once to Hastings St. Cecilia, and then the first loss to Kearney Catholic. So all of their losses to top five teams. Now for the Lady Stars of Kearney Catholic. Number 21 is a 5'6 senior, Allie Prasoski, 7.5 points, 1.5 rebounds a game. Number 22, 5'6 senior, is Whitney Colling, 6 points, 2 boards a game. Number 23, 5'9 sophomore, is Kylie Teal, 10 points and 3 rebounds a game. She is the team's leading scorer. Number 41 is a 5'9" junior, Maddie Squires, 8 points, 5 rebounds a game. And number 43, 5'10 sophomore, Anna Squires, averages 8 points and 5.5 rebounds a game. But yesterday, she was the leading scorer for Kearney Catholic with 16 points. The Stars are coached by Rick Petrie, assisted by Dwayne Schmidt, Tim Teal, and Laura Burkink. They are 25-2 on the season. This is their 13th trip to state. They've been here three straight years now. They were the runner-up in 2013 and fell to Pierce in last year's semifinal. They defeated Cozad and Minden in the sub-districts, Central City in the district final, and yesterday took care of Shadron, 62-40. And those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll be back to get things tipped off in the state semifinals between Kearney Catholic and Norfolk Catholic right after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal, with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact the New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. They're proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. Kearney Catholic, the visitors throughout this remainder of the state tournament. Today, the traveling green with white and gold, the home white and red trim for Norfolk Catholic. Piper against Anna Squires. The ball is in the air, and this state tournament semifinal game is underway. Kearney Catholic will win the opening tip and face immediate man-to-man pressure here from Norfolk Catholic. Stars usually have a play designed off the inbound or off the opening tip, but couldn't attack right away, so they'll get into their half court. Prasoski to the high post. Dribble penetration. A one-hand runner from eight is no good. Ball is gathered by Anna Squires, and the Stars will have a second opportunity here. Again, already today, Pierce was a winner. No, they're going to say that the ball went out of bounds. Let's just change that. We didn't even hear the whistle. It's going to go to Norfolk Catholic. And Kearney Catholic's going to put on full court man-to-man pressure. That is unusual for the Stars to go full court man-to-man. Up top with it is Joelle Hang. Hang, top of the circle. Remember Piper, the strong power forward, got in some early foul trouble in the first meeting. And by the time she was back in the game in the second half, the Stars had really kind of put it away. Hang in the paint, stops there, kicks it back out top, driving now is Love, starts to drive and brings it back out. So Norfolk Catholic has had some intentions here, but as soon as they get in the paint, they kick it back out. They do so again, Hang over to Love. Love drives the baseline. Colin goes to knock it out of her hands, and a foul is going to be called. So free throws coming up here for the Knights. Whitney Colling with the first foul of the basketball game. Again, earlier this morning in the 9 a.m. games, Pierce beat Lincoln Christian 45-40. And in D1, Dundee County Stratton beat Howells Dodge 58-48. The free throw is on the way, and it is good for Maddie Love. Currently on the breeze, 94.5 FM in D1, it is Blue Hill playing O'Neill St. Mary's. Second free throw up, and it is good. Later tonight, it'll be St. Cecilia and Sutton right here on Classic Hits, 98.9. Maddie Squires with a basketball here for the Stars. Pulls up on the left elbow. 16-footer is off the iron. No good. Hang will get the rebound. Up the floor comes Norfolk Catholic. Hang will bring it coast to coast. Stop at the top of the circle. Picked up there by Ali Prasoski. Keeps the right-hand dribble and swings it over on the left side of the key to Love. Love with a right-hand dribble. Everything's going to the right here early on. Back up top to Barnes, looking for Piper, guarded by Squires, off the screen. Barnes drives, throws it up too strong. Backside rebound is pulled down by Norfolk Catholic's Bailey Ehlers, and another foul going to be called on Kearney Catholic, trying to strip it away. This is on Maddie Squires, her first and the team's second. Norfolk Catholic to throw it in underneath their own hoop. We're 90 seconds in the inbounds. Pass is deflected by Maddie Squires and grabbed by Whitney Colling. Norfolk Catholic will turn it over. Outlet pass to Teal. Front court left wing. Drives all the way to the hoop. Over Piper. Scoop shot off the glass. Too strong. Rebound grab by Maddie Love. So the Stars still searching for their first point this morning in the semifinals. Norfolk Catholic with two free throws, and that's it. 2-0. Knights lead the Stars. 6:10 to go here. First quarter. Dribble penetration. Love got down to the low block. There's Colling waiting for. The ball's loose on the floor. A jump ball will give it to Norfolk Catholic. And switch the arrow. Colling and Squires, Hannah, probably the two best defenders on this team as Norfolk Catholic looks to chuck it in. Backside not there, so they'll go left corner to Ehlers. She'll take the 17-footer, comes up short. Kylie Teal gets the rebound. Teal trying to go coast-to-coast, sick crossover, and she takes it to the hoop, has it knocked out of her hands, then off her leg with an emphatic motion by the referee, and the Stars will have it turned over. Nice job in there by Joelle Hang to block it off the leg of Teal. So Norfolk Catholic goes to the bench first. Kristen McGuire will check in. In about a minute, we'll see the Stars make their four-player rotation. And Norfolk Catholic with a stutter step up top. And Hang's going to be called for the travel. Turnover number two for Norfolk Catholic. 5:49 to go, first quarter. KKPR FM, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, KXPN, Kearney, KICSAM, Hastings. And online, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Anna Squires out top. They clear it out. She takes it in on Piper, then fires it out to Teal. Three-pointer comes up short, no good. Rebound grabbed by Joelle Hang, and the Stars still searching for their first points, but Norfolk Catholic not going anywhere either. Ball gets away from Hang. Collings on the floor, makes another steal. Outlet pass, Hannah Squires, one-on-one, lays it up and in, and the Stars are on the board. Whitney Colling, though, has already got a couple of steals here for Kearney Catholic, who puts on a zone trap. Norfolk Catholic into the front court. The Knights would love this to be a game in the 30s. Anna Squires tips the ball out of bounds. This Norfolk Catholic ball club can score points, but traditionally in their tighter games, like in Guardian Angels, it's the low 40s. Kearney Catholic, the first time, they only scored 32 points. So in those losses, they have really struggled. The most points they've scored in a loss was 47, the second time against Crofton, and Kearney Catholic now going to be called for another foul. And it's going to be on Maddie Squires, and she now has two. And it looks like they're going to sub in for her, but first a pair of free throws. Norfolk Catholic will put it up and in for Bailey Ehlers. The only points so far for the Knights have been from the charity stripe. Here comes Haley Lammers, a 5'7 sophomore for Norfolk Catholic. Averages about 2.5 points and 1.5 rebounds per ball game. Second free throw, Ehlers. This is off the iron, no good. Piper trying to keep it alive. It bounces off a couple of elbows, shoulders, and Allie Prasoski will grab it for the Stars. Norfolk Catholic will hustle back. Prasoski pulls up, gives it to Teal. A long three. Top of the key is all net. First bucket of the ball game from beyond the arc, and Kearney Catholic now takes the lead at 5-3. And in the backcourt, they're getting real chippy with the calls. You can hear the Kearney Catholic fans. One day, you can get right after it. And yesterday, Norfolk Catholic, when they played Newman, they called everything. And obviously, it's different officials, and I'm not saying it is or isn't a foul, but there were a ton of fouls yesterday. And now Whitney Colling will be called for the foul. Four fouls on the Stars, none on Norfolk Catholic. And Colling and Maddie Squires both have two. Night basketball, Lammers, guarded by Michelle Messbarger, who has checked in. Caitlin Long has checked in. On the post, Piper, they try to tie her. Sparger strips it out of her hands. Turnover number four for the Knights. Prasoski, nobody on her. Pulls up, top of the key. Three, good. Allie Prasoski hits the bucket to make it 8-3. In the backcourt, Prasoski trying to steal the ball. Had it, but ran out of real estate. And Norfolk Catholic will keep it. And to say the ball went out of bounds before any jump ball was signaled. Norfolk Catholic still looking for their first bucket of the ball game. They have three free throws. Stars up 8-3. Full court pressure. They'll toss it in late to Joelle Heng. She gets by Messbarger down the middle of the floor. There's a whole half moon of defenders around her. And as she tries to weave her way through the maze, lost it out of bounds again. So this different defensive tactic here by the Stars bothering the Knights in the first quarter. Very rarely see Coach Petrie change things up. It used to be zone and zone trap all the way. And they have continued to add to their repertoire defensively. Here's a three, Teal, left corner. How about counting that one? Kylie Teal. And that's three straight threes for the Stars, and they are up by eight. And if you can get hot, it's hard to stop you here at State. Norfolk Catholic brings Courtney Schindler into the front court, and she travels with the ball. Tim Kassmeyer gets off his knee, and he doesn't want to burn a timeout. They're just in a situation here where you call timeout and tell them quit turning it over? I mean, what are you going to accomplish there? You're 25 games into the season. They just have to settle down a little bit. Kearney Catholic with the ball. Messbarger, one-hand runner down the lane. Was a little off the square. Got her own rebound, though. Kicks it out. Prasoski swings it over to Anna Squires. Back out to Teal. Has some room. Dribble penetrate. Tried to fire it back into Squires, and it's knocked away. Second turnover for the Stars. Pushing it up with a left-hand dribble will be McGuire. McGuire, good crossover. Bounce pass into Piper. She secures it. She's fouled. She'll go to the line. Stars going to make everybody else try and beat him. Again, there is no – both teams are similar as far as the scoring. There is no star. Just a lot of girls that can get you between 5 and 11 points, and somebody's going to get 15 or 16 today. Piper puts the free throw up, and it is good. 11-4, Kearney Catholic. In for the Stars, Jordan Streit and Morgan Teal. Kylie Teal and Allie Prasoski will check out. So Anna Squire, Streit, Long, Messbarger, and Morgan Teal out there. Second free throw now for Piper. It is on the way, and it is good. So Gina hits them both, and they're going to check her out for a breather. Coming in, Bailey Ehlers. I talked with Coach Kassmeyer about how tired maybe his basketball team was coming off yesterday's game. He says, well, when you play two games in a row, 2 days, you're naturally going to be tired. But if this is deep in the fourth quarter, I think that will become a problem for Norfolk Catholic. On the block, Anna Squires swings to the paint, draws the foul, and Anna will not be in the act of shooting. And the foul is on Kristen McGuire, her first back-to-back fouls here now on the Knights. Streit will throw it in. Lobs it up to Squires. Norfolk Catholic knew what was coming. Back out to Streit, up to Morgan Teal, really trying to force it inside. The ball deflected out of there by the Knights and Ehlers. And we're going to get a jump ball. Arrow points the way of Kearney Catholic. So they'll maintain possession and back in. Maddie Squires now for Coach Rick Petrie with two fouls. And now Piper is going to come back in the chess match here. So as soon as Anna Squires comes out, Piper comes back in, which should give them a little bit of an advantage for Norfolk Catholic on the post. 2:57 to go, first quarter. Kearney Catholic 11, Norfolk Catholic 5. The Stars went on a 9-0 run into Maddie Squires, takes it inside. She is stuffed to the floor by Piper. It's out of bounds, off the Knights. Gina Piper with her first block of the basketball game. Her mom won a state championship for Ord in 88, trying to get her daughter one here in her senior season, and on a baseline bounce pass, the Stars turn it over. Kearney Catholic will slap on the full court pressure. Not a lot of up and down after that first minute where Norfolk Catholic continued to turn it over. Jordan Streit trying to put the pressure on Maddie Love. Love into the front court with a left-hand dribble, gets by her, pulls up the free throw line, fires it well too strong. Rebound brought down by Maddie Squires. Squires bounce pass up ahead. Mesparger collects it, drives, scores, and draws the foul. The bounce pass was just a shade behind Mesparger. She slowed up so that she could grab it and fluidly take it up to the hoop all in one motion. And Mesparger a chance for a three-point play. The foul's on Maddie Love, her first. The free throw Mesparger is too strong, and Love will grab the rebound. The fifth board here for the Knights. 13-5, Kearney Catholic up by 8. And we got an offensive foul called on Maddie Love. She got frustrated with Jordan Strike covering her, and she used that forearm bar to shove off. And now Coach Kassmeyer going to call a timeout. He didn't like the call, but he just wants to settle his girls down as Love picks up back-to-back fouls. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank with 2:25 to go in the first quarter of the state semifinals. Kearney Catholic 13, Norfolk Catholic 5.
Buzz's Marine is transforming their showroom into a summer oasis March 21st through the 28th. Check out Buzz's huge selection of boats on 6.5 acres and get ready for the boating season. Take advantage of huge rebates, extended 5-year warranties on Yamaha outboards, and register to win prizes. Join Buzz's at their spring sales event March 21st through the 28th. Buzz's Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer. 5th and Central, Kearney. Visit buzzesmarine.com for more details.
Kearney Catholic ball out of the Norfolk Catholic timeout. Lob it into Long, hands it off to Squires, and they'll kick it back out top, trying to find Caitlin Long. They'll get it to her on the block right side with a good bounce pass. She'll give it to Mesparger, who got clobbered after the shot, but no foul. And the rebound brought down by Norfolk Catholic, and Bailey Ehlers looks to be hurt. At the other end, the ball is stolen away. Trying to dribble through the double team was Kristen McGuire. Then the Stars hand it right back on a nice steal by Bailey Barnes. So the Knights now needing to wait for their teammates, but now a foul going to be called. That was just a circus play on both ends. Michelle Mesparger waiting for the trapeze artist to show up here any moment. That ball was bouncing off every player on the floor. Both teams are doing a lot of rotating here in the last couple of minutes. One, you don't get much flow that way, but two, you do save the legs. Norfolk Catholic ball in the front court to throw it in front of the Stars bench. Into the left corner, trying to force the issue with a bounce pass that's picked off by Anna Squires. Was Kristen McGuire, turnover number 8 for the Knights. Maddie Squires in the front court to Morgan Teal, over to Strite. 13-5 Stars, 1:35 to go in the first quarter. And an unguarded travel on the Stars. Back in will be Kylie Teal. Jordan Strite will check out. Kearney Catholic scored 9 in a row to go up 11-3. Since then, they've slowed it down again with just 2 points in the interim. Norfolk Catholic still looking for their first bucket of the ball game. They'll lob it in to Piper. They overthrow her. It goes off Morgan Teal, then rolls off the leg of Haley Lammers. And another Norfolk Catholic turnover. So the Knights have not found a way to get the ball into Piper at all. They've tried a couple times. One time she did get fouled, but the other, they have turned the basketball over. Mesparger into the front court. Stars trying to extend their 8-point lead. Maddie Squires looks left, back up top. Maddie on the left elbow takes the 15-footer. It's too strong. Rebound comes down to Lammers. Lammers will bring it up the floor. Last one across the timeline. Wait for the team to get set offensively. Good crossover. Kicks it over on the wing. 19-footer on the way, and it wedges between the rim and the backboard. That is a jump ball. And now the fun part is somebody has to try and knock it down. And you only try once. Gina Piper tried to knock it down. The refs will never, ever try to knock it down. We're waiting for Ron Powell to go out there and get the ball dislodged. 1, 2. It took 2 tries, but they get it down. It'll be Norfolk Catholic basketball. 1:01 to go here in the first quarter. 13-5, Kearney Catholic. And the Knights to throw it in. Here's Joelle Hang. Kicks it into the left-hand corner to Schindler. Schindler into Piper. She's right underneath. She's trapped. The ball knocked out of her hands. Maddie Squires falls into the hands of Lammers, and Lammers will score the first bucket of the basketball game by Norfolk Catholic. And it's 13-7, Kearney Catholic. Maddie Squires kicks it out. Long three, Teal again, and she's got the range here in the first quarter. The third three for Kylie Teal. She's got 9, and the Stars lead it by 9, 16-7. And then Norfolk Catholic with a long outlet pass throws it away again. the first meeting of the year, and Norfolk Catholic did have 20 turnovers, 10 in each half, but only 3 in the first quarter. The first game in the first quarter, it was 13-6, so similar here, 16-7. 25 seconds to go. Prasoski's back in for the Stars. Up top to Messbarger. Playing catch on the left wing. Dumps it in on the left block to Squires. Maddie to Anna. Anna's fouled as she attacks the hoop. Stars are moving the ball real well. They're finding the seams in the Norfolk Catholic defense. And two free throws for Anna Squires. The foul is on Courtney Schidler. And the first free throw for Anna Squires is on the way and in. Again, Kearney Catholic has had one of the best free throw shooting seasons they've ever had, right around 70%. Second free throw now for Anna Squires on the way, and it is good, and particularly good shooting from the starters. 18 seconds to go, Kearney Catholic by 11, 18-7. Across the timeline and an over and back on Norfolk Catholic. They are waiting to get it to point guard Joelle Hang. And Lammers threw it to her. Hang knew she had to get across the timeline, so she jumped and caught it in midair, which is not the right idea. 10th turnover for the Knights. Stars get it to the high post. Maddie Squires weaves it over to the right side. Messbarger from 12, no good. Rebound is loose. Nobody grabs it. And it's out of bounds with just under 2 seconds to go to Norfolk Catholic. And Coach Kassmeyer wants to check in a couple of gals that might be able to chuck it from half court. Everybody's in the front court except Piper, and now they will send Barnes deep. A play with 1.8, and they will throw it in, and the shot from half court is on the way, but well short by Love, and the first quarter is over. Kearney Catholic, 18. Norfolk Catholic, 7. You're listening to the Girls State Basketball Tournament on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation and Classic Hits 98.9.
During my 23 years at Mary Lanning, I think many of the patients became my personal friends, and you can't do that in a big city.
I think it is the philosophy that Mr. and Mrs. Lanning left when they made the hospital. It's a philosophy where you work for the good of the patient. That's what you're trying to do.
It's about continuing to have a caring staff that provides very competent care, and I think that that's just continued on.
I think the Common Core that doesn't change is how we treat patients as a person.
I'm proud to have contributed to part of the history and hopefully carrying on the legacy and the values.
We all feel proud that we have been a part of that history.
Celebrating 100 years of inspired care, Mary Lanning Healthcare.
And welcome back to the Pinnacle Bank Arena. State Tournament Basketball brought to you by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings. Kearney Catholic will get the ball to start the second quarter. Teals, Kylie's going to take it three, and she finally missed one. It's off the iron to Maddie Love. The Stars were 4 of 5 from three-point land in the first quarter of play. Just one bucket here for Norfolk Catholic and a 5-second call on the Knights. Maddie Love getting frustrated out there. She has been on the wrong end of a few of these turnovers. In the first quarter, Kearney Catholic 5 turnovers, but Norfolk Catholic had twice as many with 10. Rebounds 7 for the Knights, 4 for the Stars. Norfolk Catholic did not attempt the three-pointer. Anna Squires takes it at Piper. Off balance, throws it up off the heel. No good. Well defended by Piper. That's her first rebound. She had 13 in the first meeting and averages nearly 12 a game. Off the screen, Love takes a 16-footer. It's off the mark and out of bounds. Kearney Catholic will get the basketball. 11-point lead, the largest of the ball game so far. Also going on, we have got the Blue Hill semifinal against O'Neill St. Mary's on the breeze. I'll update that in a moment as Colling takes it into the paint, puts it up off the front of the rim, no good. Ball is kicked out of bounds, and it's going to stay with the Stars. Kearney Catholic waiting, get it into Anna Squires. Squires gets it in the paint, kicks it out to Maddie on the baseline. They get it back into Anna. Feels Piper on her hip, kicks it out to Maddie for three. Off the front of the rim, no good. And the rebound grabbed by Gina Piper. But Norfolk Catholic's got to find some offense. They'll attack the paint. A little no-look pass to the baseline, and the jumper is up and in for Courtney Schindler. The nice assist in there to Schindler from Bailey Barnes, and that makes it 18-9. Kearney Catholic by 9. A minute and a half gone here already in the second quarter. Calling into the front court, gives it to Prasoski. Maddie Squires up top. Lob it to Anna. Back out to Teal. Anna kind of running the control central. She'll take it in, and it's partially blocked by Piper, who gets her third straight board. And the Knights want to run. Out ahead to Love. She'll take it in. She'll score. She'll be fouled on the play. And a chance for a three-point play here for Norfolk Catholic. Maddie Love with 4 points now. And the foul will go on Whitney Colling. That's her third. Coach Petrie was not pleased. He didn't think there was much contact there. And so Colling now on the bench. Could give a little more free rein to the guards of Norfolk Catholic. The free throw's no good, and I think they're going to ding Piper for being over the back. And that is the case. First foul on Gina Piper. 4 points for Maddie Love leads Norfolk Catholic. Kylie Teal's three threes, good for 9 points to lead the way here for Kearney Catholic. Stars will bring the ball into the front court, get it to the left elbow to Squires. Squires will hand it off, hand it to Maddie. Then Maddie runs right off the screen and lost the basketball. Numbers here for Norfolk Catholic. Messbarger tips it away from behind and a left-hand throw up. We're going to get a travel. Yep. A lot of movement inside there. Great attempt by the Knights, but an extra step for Kristen McGuire. And the travel will wipe out a bucket that could have cut it to 5. Messbarger brings it up against McGuire, and then she loses the basketball. So the teams are starting to turn it over here again. A dozen for Norfolk Catholic and 7 for Kearney Catholic. 18-11 Stars, 5:48 to go in quarter number 2. Up the floor with it will be Love. Love stutters at the top of the circle, knocked out of her hands by Messbarger, and there's going to be an uncontested layup at the other end. The assist to Teal, and Michelle Messbarger will lay it up for her second bucket. 20-11, Kearney Catholic, their first bucket of the second quarter. Took them 2.5 minutes to get it. Knights now facing a little backcourt pressure again. With it is McGuire. McGuire stutter dribble, and 10 seconds. Prasoski doing a good job to make her stop one last time. And Norfolk Catholic with 4 turnovers in the quarter and 14 in the game. Don't forget at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We will have all the first half stats, updates from around the state tournament, and what's still to go later today. Right now, Kearney Catholic with the basketball. Messbarger takes it inside, has it knocked away. Coming up with a loose basketball is going to be Haley Lammers. And then it bounces off the referee. And out of bounds, last touched by Kearney Catholic. So it comes back over. To Norfolk Catholic. Courtney Schindler, ball between the circles, 20-11. Stars are all over getting the ball. Another steal and an uncontested layup, Maddie Squires. Time out, Norfolk Catholic. They are being decimated by the Kearney Catholic defense. 4:56 to go in the first half. Stars 22, Norfolk Catholic 11. This timeout brought to you by Nebraskaland National Bank.
Don't worry if it's cold outside. You can check your bank accounts from the comfort of your easy chair with Nebraskaland National Bank. Our mobile app lets you check balances, transfer funds, or pay bills on the go. Banking has never been easier with Nebraskaland National Bank. Stop by today to talk with a personal banker to see how we can serve you, no matter what the temperature is outside. We'll go anywhere with you.
Nebraskaland National Bank.
Member FDIC.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Sports State Tournament action brought to you by Mary Lanning Healthcare, celebrating 100 years of inspired care. Norfolk Catholic with the basketball out of the timeout, trying to generate some offense. They can do that if they hold on to the basketball. Piper trying to post up. The Stars are playing zone. Norfolk Catholic throwing back and forth over the top of it. Now the jumper from the left-hand corner is no good by McGuire. Rebound grab by Kyla Teal. Teal will find Prasoski, front court, right side. Checks out the defense here for the Knights. Man-to-man. Prasoski looking for a ball screen. Now picks her dribble up and gives it to Kylie Teal. Knights trying to pick up the defensive intensity, which in turn might help the offense. Free throw line, Anna Squires gets Piper out of her comfort zone, drives, and Gina blocks the shot. And it'll go out of bounds off of the Stars. Gina Piper, the 6'1 senior, a force inside for the Norfolk Catholic Knights, a three-year starter. Kearney Catholic ball, Messbarger, Prasoski, both Squires, and Kylie Teal. Up the floor, Love. Love weaves her way through the defense and then stops and kicks it back out. Looked like she was going inside, decided not to do it. And Norfolk Catholic on the entry pass to Bailey Ehlers. It's about 2 feet over her head and out of bounds. Caitlin Long, Jordan Streit, Morgan Teal now going to come in for a while for Coach Rick Petrie. Trying to keep a little bit of the same rotation that he has all season long. The Stars are 25-2. Their losses are to St. Cecilia and Guardian Angels. Norfolk Catholic, 21-5. They lost to Crofton twice, Guardian Angels, St. Cecilia, and then Kearney Catholic. Jordan Streit with the ball at the top of the circle. Tries to get it to Messbarger. Went for the steal, couldn't get it, so Messbarger is open. She makes him pay. 13-footer from the right baseline is good for her sixth point, and it's 24-13, Kearney Catholic. Now with their biggest lead of the game and a walk in the backcourt. Boy, Norfolk Catholic bothered a whole lot more today than they were yesterday by the Newman defense. And that is unofficially the 17th turnover. Kearney Catholic basketball, left elbow with it is Messbarger. Over to Anna Squires. Anna Squires gets by her defender, then dribbles into the double team. Morgan Teal over to Streit. And good job by the Knights to get readjusted defensively after they couldn't grab the steal. Streit gets it over to Morgan Teal. Morgan Teal up top to Caitlin Long. Long tries to get it to Streit, overshoots her, and out of bounds it goes. 3:15 to go in the first half. Kearney Catholic is slowly but surely pulling away here from Norfolk Catholic. 24-11 is your score. At the end of the first quarter is O'Neill St. Mary's 10, Blue Hill 9. Currently airing on the Breeze, 94.9 in D1 semifinal action. Kearney Catholic up 13, but Norfolk Catholic has the basketball. Into the front court, driving in Love, trying to make it happen. It won't. It's deflected, and the ball goes out of bounds off Norfolk Catholic. I'll tell you what, I can feel for the Knight fans right here. Yesterday we watched, especially in that Minden game when they played Pierce, if the ball can bounce the wrong way, it does. It's happening to Norfolk Catholic right now. Every time the ball bounces, it's in Kearney Catholic's favor. As Long will try the entry pass, Anna Squires is double-teamed, and it's swatted out of bounds by Bailey Ehlers. Jordan Streit to throw it in. Lobs it up top to Caitlin Long, to Messbarger. Streit hustles to the left-hand corner, and as they try to get it on the block to Anna Squires, she gets a forearm in the back from Bailey Ehlers. That'll be her first personal foul, sixth team foul, so we're still taking it out here underneath for the Stars. Lob it up top, Anna Squires. All over her again is Ehlers. And Norfolk Catholic has decided we'll take some fouls if it means getting a little more aggressive on defense. Anna Squires spins in the paint, nowhere to go, kicks it off to Long, who actually pops out to the three-point arc. To Jordan Streit, skips it to Messbarger, left-hand corner, ball fake to get around her defender. Up top, Squires. Stars moving well without the ball. Teal gets it down low. Left-hand scoop shot. Caitlin Long can't get it to go. Piper will grab the rebound. She's fouled. Sandwiched in there, and Piper now will shoot a 1-1. See who they called the foul on. They're going to call on Jordan Streit. Her first, eighth foul on the Stars. And Gina Piper has been held to just 2 points in the basketball game, and those are from the free throw line. And the first one is on the way, and it is no good. Rebound brought down by Anna Squires. That is her first of the basketball game, and she'll bring the ball up the floor herself. Guarded there by Ehlers. Stops at the top of the circle. Now starts to the right elbow. Hands it to Messbarger. Kicks it back out straight. Swings it around to Morgan Teal. Long on the post. Trying to take it at Piper again. Piper blocks another shot. Her third. Out of bounds. And a foul going to go along with it. More free throws coming up for Norfolk Catholic. Strite with back-to-back fouls. She'll check out. And heading to the line should be Joelle Hang. A 1-1 for Hang, looking for her first point of the basketball game. Norfolk Catholic stuck on 11. 24-11 Stars. 2:02 to go here in the first half. Free throw by Hang is on the way and short. Rebound comes out long, and it's picked up by Hang. Hang will grab it after it was deflected to her by Ehlers. Under 2 minutes to go in the half. Norfolk Catholic needing some buckets. Skip pass over here to the right elbow. They'll get it to Schindler. Schindler in the corner for a three. It comes up way short, but the offensive rebound is put up, and McGuire puts it up too strong. Hang grabs the loose ball, and a fourth opportunity this trip down the floor. Pass deflected Morgan Teal, but grabbed again by the Knights. Left baseline trying to make something happen is Schindler. Nothing there. Kicks it back out top to Hang. Stars hanging in that 2-3 zone. Hang kicks it into the left-hand corner. Holding the ball is going to be McGuire. Skips it out to Hang. A three-pointer comes up short. No good. That's the second three that they've tried there, both on that trip down the floor. And as Maddie Squires goes to the other end, feet get tangled up. Foul called on Norfolk Catholic. Bailey Barnes with her first foul. And at the line to shoot a 1-1 will be Maddie Squires. Squires got off to such a great start yesterday against Shadron. She had 9 first-half points, and in the game she was 9 of 10 from the free-throw line. Ended up with 12 points. 1:14 to go here in quarter number two. In the first meeting between the two teams, it was Kylie Teal, the leading scorer, with 16 points. But the Stars started off on night one balanced just like they've been all year long, and the free throw is up, and it is good for Squires. Her third point, just the 7th point of the quarter here for Kearney Catholic. Second free throw now by Squires is on the way, and it is good. So Maddie hits them both, 26-11. Kearney Catholic with the lead. 1:14 to go before half, and the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Knights will get it in, again facing that zone trap. They'll throw over the top. It's a little out past Schindler, but she'll bump it ahead to McGuire. McGuire dribbles down the baseline, squares at the backside, turns and puts it up too strong. Rebound, Morgan Teal is able to grab it, keep front court, hit the trailer. Kylie's open for three. Short, though. I don't think she realized where she was on the floor, but a great save by Squires to Prasoski, who drives, and it is no good. Hang will pick up the rebound. 41 seconds to go here in the half. Norfolk Catholic basketball still on 11 points, forcing the jumper on the baseline. Is going to be Schindler, no good. Kylie Teal with the rebound right down the middle of the floor. Going to go coast to coast, lay it up, and blocking. That was a block charge. Make your decision. And the referee said this time it's a blocking foul. And it goes on Kristen McGuire, her second. Kylie Teal was taking that to the rack. She would have taken the charge, but got the benefit of the call, and the Stars are now up by 17. Norfolk pocket waved off, but it cut it to 5. Since then, the Stars have not let them score. Free throw is no good. Gina Piper will get her 5th rebound. Ashlyn Smotterer has checked in here for the Stars. 25 seconds to go, and Stars up by 17. Hang with it at the top of the circle. Starts left, then picks her dribble up. Needs some help. Gets it over to Love. Kearney Catholic. And a short clock, and it doesn't matter. They throw it away in the corner, trying to find McGuire. 10 seconds to go. Plenty of time for the shot away. Gentile will check in. Give him another three-point shooter. Schmatter will run out. Long, Anna squares both Teals and Koski. And Kylie Teal, they don't want her to get open. Love really pushing off back and forth. Teal pushes her off, gets the ball. Kylie double-teamed. And they're going to call her for a double dribble. Kylie saying it went off the defender's hand, not mine, but with their temper. And Norfolk Catholic will get the ball at half court with 6 seconds to go. And back in will be Schmatterer for defense. And Morgan Teal will check out. Norfolk Catholic to throw it in. Top of the circle, they'll get it to Ehlers. Back over to Hang. Hang double team. 2 seconds, 1 second, a three in the corner is good at the buzzer by Bailey Barnes to snap the nearly 5 minute scoring drought for Norfolk Catholic. Still at the half, Kearney Catholic has the Knights doubled up. Kearney Catholic 28, Norfolk Catholic 14. You're listening to the Girls State High School Basketball Semifinals on ESPN Radio and Classic Hits 98.9.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
The game is just more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney. Follow the Huskers and the rest of college basketball, as well as the NBA, on one of their 23 high-definition televisions, including two huge HD projection TVs. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids' menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Check out the bullpen and a new addition for even more fun. Basketball is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks, Central Avenue in Kearney.
And welcome back to the Pinnacle Bank Arena here in Lincoln, where it's time for the Sanitation Report. Your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business and residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find them in your local Yellow Pages. At the half, the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars 28 and the Norfolk Catholic Knights 14. We've also got basketball action going on the Breeze 94.5 FM as Blue Hill and O'Neill St. Mary's are in second play. O'Neill St. Mary's had a one-point lead going into the second quarter of play. Later tonight, Hastings St. Cecilia and Sutton will have the late game at the Devaney Center in the C2 semifinals. You'll hear it on 1230 KHAS and Classic Hits 98.9. Other action going on today here at the Pinnacle Bank Arena. Class B will have the session at 2 o'clock. Omaha Gross will take on number one Lincoln Pius the 10th. And then at 3:45, Norris, who beat Hastings yesterday, will take on York. Tonight at Pinnacle Bank in Class A, after the biggest upset in recent memory, Norfolk will take on Bellevue West at 7. And then Omaha West Side will take on Lincoln Northeast at 8:45. Northeast holding off Kearney, who played an outstanding game last night, had a couple calls that didn't go their way in a tight game, had a couple shots that didn't fall for them. Great game, but Northeast prevails, and the Kearney Lady Cats 15-game winning streak ends here at State 20-6. Congratulations to Coach Boyd and the ladies on an outstanding season for Kearney High. And a lot of people here say, you know what, Kearney High could probably beat anybody else but Lincoln Northeast in the semifinals, and they gave them all they wanted. So that's little consolation, obviously, but the Kearney and Kearney Catholic girls programs are both in a great spot right now. In class, other action going on today at the Bob Devaney Sports Center in D1, Dundee County Stratton looking for a state championship. They beat Howells Dodge 58-48. They'll get the winner Mary's Blue Hill game tomorrow morning in the first game at 9 a.m. Remember, all six championship games for the girls and the boys will be heard on ESPN 1460 and 1550. D2 will play this afternoon at the Sports Center. Fall City Sacred Heart and Stewart at 2 o'clock. Sandhill Stedford against the four-time defending champions from Why Not at 3:45. And tonight, as we said in C2 at the Sports Center, Crofton and Guardian Angels will play at 7, and then St. Cecilia and Sutton at 8:45. The order of the championship games tomorrow, D1 is at 9 a.m., then at 11 a.m., we will have the C1 final, the winner of our game against two-time defending champion Pierce. And at 1 o'clock, it'll be Class B. The evening session tomorrow begins with D2 at 4:30, Class A at 6:30, and C2 will wrap things up at 8:30. Again, earlier today, Pierce beat Lincoln Christian number of 45-40. They led from start to finish in a game that saw them out 9-0. And then Lincoln Christian would catch up, and Pierce would take the lead out to 7 or 9. Lincoln Christian could catch up, but they never could get the lead there in the fourth quarter. And Pierce coming in on a wild card now, 21-6, awaiting the winner of our game tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Kearney Catholic 28, Norfolk Catholic 14. We'll be back with more meditation report right after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating has several certified plumbers on staff that can take your call quickly. Projects like new construction, renovations, remodeling, higher efficiency equipment upgrades, backflow prevention, retrofits, and everything in between. Day or night, they will gladly accept your emergency call. For over 60 years, Anderson Brothers is the place to call for plumbing.
Call 308-236-6437 or 995-4481 today.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on Classic Hits 99 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We're also on Central Nebraska's ESP Radio Superstation in lieu of today's Doug and Daddy Show. There are a couple of national notes out there. We'll get to those in a moment, but let's take a look at the first half stats. First off, for Norfolk Catholic, Haley Lammers has 2 points and one rebound. Joelle Hang has not scored, but she does have a team-high 6 rebounds and a blocked shot. Maddie Love, 4 points, 3 rebounds. Bailey Ehlers hitting that 3 at the buzzer to give her 4 points, 2 rebounds. Kristen McGuire has a rebound. Courtney Schindler, 2 points. And the Knights' leading scorer, Gina Piper, has been held to just 2 free throws. 2 points, 5 rebounds, and 3 blocked shots. At the free throw line, they have to get a little bit better. 5 of 6 in the first quarter and 0 of 3 in the second quarter. Rebounds, 7 in the first, 11 in the second. 3-point shooting, 0 of 0 in the first and 1 of 3 in the second. Turnovers, that has obviously been the problem for the Knights. They had 10 in the first quarter and 9 in the second. Foul situation, I have Love with 2, McGuire with 2. 7 points in each quarter for Norfolk Catholic. And at the half, 14 points, 18 rebounds, 5 out of 9 at the free throw line, 1 of 3 from 3-point land, 4 blocks, and 19 turnovers for the 21-5 Norfolk Catholic Knights. We'll look at the numbers for Kearney Catholic right after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Halftime score in D1 on the breeze, 94.5. It is Blue Hill, 18. Number 1, O'Neill St. Mary's, 15 at the half. Let's continue on with our Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, looking at the numbers for the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars. Michelle Messfarger, 6 points, 1 rebound. Allie Prusoski, 3 points and a rebound. Kylie Teal hit 3 threes in the first quarter. She has a game-high 11 points and 3 rebounds. Morgan Teal, 1 rebound. Maddie Squires, 4 points, 2 rebounds and a block. And Anna Squires, 4 points, 2 rebounds. 4 rebounds in the first quarter, 6 in the second. Free throw shooting, 2 of 3 in each quarter for the Stars. 3-point shooting, 4 of 5 in the first quarter, and 0 of 3 in the second quarter. turnovers, 5 in each quarter. Foul situation, Whitney Colling has 3. Maddie Squires has 2. Kearney Catholic had 18 points in the first quarter, 10 in the second, and at the half, 28 points, 10 rebounds. 4 out of 6 at the free throw line, 4 of 8 from three-point land, 1 block, 10 turnovers, and the 25-2 Kearney Catholic Stars lead the 21-5 Norfolk Catholic Knights in the C1 semifinals, 28-14. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. We'll be back to Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln for second half basketball right after this timeout.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing,
certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Clearing. Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
Taking a look at some of the other stories of the world of sports today, one that has just come down in the college basketball scene, the NCAA has suspended Syracuse coach Jim Boeheim for 9 conference games and taken scholarships away from the Orange Men as a result of its multi-year investigation of Syracuse's athletic programs. The Chicago Bears have reportedly agreed to trade All-Pro wide receiver Brandon Marshall to the New York Jets. The Colts will not re-sign one of their all-time great wide receivers in Reggie Wayne. And Maurice Jones-Drew retires from the NFL after just 9 seasons. The UNK men's basketball season came to an end last night in the quarterfinals of the MIAA tournament. Even though Ethan Brozek had 35 points and 13 rebounds, the Lopers fall 97-88. UNK is looking for a new women's basketball coach after Kevin Chaney stepped down yesterday after 5 seasons on the job. With the weather getting a little bit better, home baseball this weekend, home opener for UNK. Hastings College and the Huskers also looking to get some action in. Nebraska will play Texas A&M this afternoon in the first round of the Houston Classic. 28-14, time for our Seeds to Success to begin the second half. Brought to you by your Pioneer seed professional, Craig Weeches. Pioneer knows more about seeds with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans. Get the best for your field this year with Craig Weeches, your Pioneer seed dealer. Science with service, delivering success. The second half will start with the ball in the hands of Norfolk Catholic. Good drive down the baseline, but it rolls off the rim, no good. And Kylie Teal will bring down the rebound. And the Stars, with a little quick pass, it gets away and out of bounds. And turnovers. That is the Seeds to Success. Kearney Catholic wasn't perfect in the first half either. 10 turnovers is more than they would want. But Norfolk Catholic with 19, they have got to take better care of the ball. And now a foul, Maddie Squires, and that is her third. And on the other side, Squires and Colling, two of the better defenders here for the Stars, especially out there at the guards. They can't afford to get in foul trouble. There is depth, but that depth hasn't been called on in clutch situations at the state tournament before. Those are your Seeds to Success. Brought to you by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer seed professional. Each team has had a... Uh-oh, Maddie Squires going for another steal, and she's already headed to the bench. Maddie Squires picked up 2 fouls in the first 30 seconds of the third quarter, and she is on the bench now with 4 personal fouls. And into the ball game to replace her will be Caitlin Long. See if the Knights can take advantage. Love with it. Working on Colling, who has to be a little careful out there. Now she knocks the basketball away. Scrap for it on the floor. Colling has it. Should have called timeout. Instead, the ball is knocked away. And a foul called, but who on? It was 2 Norfolk Catholic Knights that ran into each other. And they call the foul on Caitlin Long. That'll be her first. Three fouls on the Stars. Inbounds pass Schindler, wide open in the lane. 6 footer in and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Anna Squires, her third. She'll find Prasoski, and Allie will bring it into the front court. Right-hand dribble, working out top on Hang. Hands it off here to Colling. Colling left-hand dribble into the paint, up top Teal. Drop step, gets around Love. Good backside help into Anna Squires. They have taken Piper off of Squires. Prasoski at the free throw line, and she'll hit the jumper. Allie with the quick pull-up bucket, 30-14. Kearney Catholic leads it by 16. Opening minute now has expired in the third quarter. Walking the ball up the floor is Hang. Prasoski and Colling try to trap her. Hang dribbles to the right wing. Back out top to Schindler. Lobs it inside. There's Love. Long blocks the shot and took it away. Caitlin Long with a nice defensive stance inside, and the Stars will push it up. Here's Anna Squires. Nobody picks her up, so just running into her is Courtney Schindler, and she ends up on the ground. Squires is going to go to the line and shoot two. Good job there, or will they say before the shot? Good job by Anna Squires. She recognized that there was nobody there, and she put her head down and went. Second foul on Schindler. And now Love is going to check out of the basketball game. And a three for Prasoski off the inbounds from the deep left wing. No good. Caitlin Long, though, grabs the rebound. Gets it back to Prasoski. Dribbles to the right wing. Crossover. Piper's on her. She'll try another three, but that is too strong. And Piper will get her sixth rebound. Hands it off to Hang. Joelle with the left-hand dribble. Cut off by the duo of Prasoski and Colling into the corner for a three-pointer that comes up short that time by Barnes. And the rebound is grabbed by Prasoski. Allie with her second board. Kicks it out to Teal. Teal long three. Bouncing off the rim. No good. Ball is batted out of bounds. Grab before it gets there by Colling. She'll come into the paint. Seven-footer over Piper. No good. And it is grabbed by Joelle Hang. So a lot of misses here in the first 2.5 minutes of the third quarter. Thinking about pulling the trigger on a three, but not doing it. They'll slide it inside to Piper. She gets posted up, and she'll score. That's the first bucket of the ball game for senior Gina Piper. And it is 30-16, Kearney Catholic. 5:15 to go. We are in the third quarter. More of a second quarter type of score, but both teams have had some work to do offensively. And again, Colling and Barnes bouncing off each other as she brings the ball up the floor. Gets it to Anna Squires. Puts her head down, drives into the paint, kicks it out to Teal, who releases in the right corner to Long. Long doesn't like to shoot the long shot, so she'll drive in with the left hand, and she's whacked on the arm. Two free throws coming up here for Caitlin Long. There's a move we haven't seen much from the sophomore. And it's going to be on Piper. No, Schindler, excuse me, her third, which is the right call. Piper was waiting for her, and Long's free throw is on the way, and it is no good. Caitlin's still looking for her first points, and now the subs start to trickle in for both teams. On the floor for the Stars, Messbarger, Prasoski, Kylie Teal, Anna Squires, Caitlin Long, Morgan Teal will check in. And coming out will be Prasoski. 4:52 to go here in the third quarter. Kearney Catholic trying to get back to the state championship game. They have been there four times in their history, winning it in 84, 85, and 07. Make it five times. They were the runner-up in 02 and 13. Second free throw is good. And Long has her first point of the ball game. And in the backcourt, the Stars trying to trap. We've got a reach-in foul called on Morgan Teal. That'll be her first, but it is the team's fourth. And with a 15-point lead, Stars don't want to be giving Norfolk Catholic opportunities in the fourth quarter from the free throw line, even though they're not the best free throw shooting team, only 55%. Love trying to double her in the backcourt, keeps that arm out, now steps through the double team, and a double dribble going to be called on Maddie Love. That is the first turnover of the second half on the Knights, 20th of the game. Again, at halftime, it was Blue Hill leading O'Neill St. Mary's 18-15. They're getting ready to go on the breeze, 94.5. Messbarger into the front court, stops at the right elbow, kicks it out, Morgan Teal. As the offense is slowed down, Messbarger trying to make something happen, kicks it to Anna Squires. Good weave going here, ball fake, Long, kicks it back out, Morgan Teal, three-pointer, comes up short, Piper grabs the rebound. The Stars have now missed seven straight threes after going 4 of 5 in the first quarter. on the baseline. A fresh face here in Molly Kanacki has her shot blocked and taken away. Anna Squires comes out of there to Messbarger on the run to Teal, and Teal can't get it to go as Norfolk Catholic got back. Eighth rebound for Piper. And then a reach-in foul going to be called. Michelle Messbarger, as the team's got into a little track meet here, was trapped up front there with Kylie Teal. And Kylie Teal with her first. Five fouls in the first 4 minutes of the third quarter here on Kearney Catholic. Whitney Colling comes back in. Again, all of the championships tomorrow on ESPN, 1460 and 1550. If Kearney Catholic wins, we'll also be on Classic Hits 98.9. Norfolk Catholic struggling mightily offensively. Just 16 points through two and a half quarters. Love can't get going. Dumps it into the corner. Back in is Lammers. Back to Love. Uses Piper as a screen and lays it over the top of her and scores. Maddie Love now with a team-high 6 points for Norfolk Catholic. 31-18. Three and a half to go here in quarter number three. The winner gets Pierce tomorrow at 11. Jordan Streit back in on the baseline. We'll kick it out top. Rotate it left corner to Colling. Good ball fake around Love. The jumper is good. Whitney Colling just juked Love right out of her sneakers, and it's 33-18. Great move, and then a blocking foul going to be called on Anna Squires. She was trying to deny the sideline over there to Joelle Hang, and for Anna, that'll be her first personal foul. Six fouls to two here with 3:10 to go in the third quarter. With it is Lammers. Norfolk Catholic, if they could get something outside, it would sure help Piper. Now they turn it over. Steal is made by Colling. Up ahead, another foul. Morgan Teal is headed to the line. Morgan will be looking for her first points. But Norfolk Catholic's inability to shoot from the outside, at least here in this basketball game, is not allowing anything to open up inside for Piper. They are a 24% three-point shooting team. They've shot 207 of them in 26 games. So they don't average a bunch. What is that, about 7-8 per ball game? They've shot 4 here so far. The first free throw, no good by Morgan. Second free throw, Teal puts it up, and it is good. And a timeout is going to be called here by Kearney Catholic coach Rick Petrie. With 2:57 to go in the third quarter of play in the C1 semifinal, Kearney Catholic 34, Norfolk Catholic 18. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
The story behind the Goodwill store. My story is about my daughter, Laura, who lives with a developmental disability. I've seen her learn, grow, and blossom with the help of Goodwill. People living life to the fullest, accomplishing goals, and realizing dreams. What we all strive for. What Goodwill helps people do every day. Donate, shop, be part of the story.
Doing it right makes such a difference. Goodwill.
Life is definitely good for Laura.
With our producer-engineer, Jeff Ekstrom, Doug Duda back with you at Pinnacle Bank as Norfolk Catholic brings it up against the zone trap of the Stars, gets it into the front court. They trap Hang in the right-hand corner. She'll throw it off a leg of a Star to save the possession. 34-18, Kearney Catholic, 2:39 to go third quarter. State tournament action brought to you by Mary Lanning Healthcare, celebrating 100 years of inspired care. Into Piper, she leans, she's double-teamed, it won't go. Jordan Streit will bring down her first rebound of the game. Kearney Catholic with perfect defense so far in this game. Norfolk Catholic just 18 points. Colling left baseline again, runs into Piper. The shot is short this time. Rebound by Streit, and she'll be fouled on the way up. So back-to-back bucket or rebounds by Jordan, and she'll go to the line. And again, Piper held her ground. Colling shot the ball and then made the contact on her own. Streit now to shoot two. And the free throw is on the way, and it is good. The foul was on Joelle Hang, her first. Fourth foul of the half here on Norfolk Catholic. Stars now lead it 35-18. They were up by 14 at the half, and it's never been closer. Second free throw up, and it is good. 36-18, the biggest lead of the game for Kearney Catholic. And the Knights just haven't been able to figure out this defense, and there's a reach-in foul called on Whitney Colling, and that will be her fourth. Maddie Squires has been down with four fouls since the 7:27 mark in this quarter. And so Messbarger will come in for Whitney Colling. And that is team foul number seven. So for the last 10 minutes and 12 seconds of this game, Norfolk Catholic will be shooting free throws on any foul. Kristen McGuire will go to the line. As a team, they were 5 of 9 in the first half. This will be the first attempt of the second half. Hard to believe you could commit that many fouls and none of them were on the shot. All of them going for steals. Free throw no good. But the long rebound comes out. McGuire grabs it. Then Morgan Teal steps in from behind and picks her pocket. Turnover number 22. Morgan for three in the half court. No good. Piper slapped the ball out of bounds. The Stars aren't exactly burning it up offensively either. So there will be some concerns if Kearney Catholic can continue to lead this game as they get ready for Pierce tomorrow. They will have to shoot the ball well, and they'll have to play equally good defense against the two-time defending champions. They beat Lincoln Lutheran today by a score, or excuse me, Christian, 45-40. Allie Prasoski tries to get it rolled down to Anna Squires, led her a little too much, and the ball is out of bounds. Second turnover in the quarter for the Stars in their 12th of the basketball game. This is KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, and Classic Hits 98.9, Kearney, Hastings, and Minden in the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Norfolk Catholic in the front court. Bailey Barnes kicks it back out to Hang. Hang gives it off to Love. Guarded by Messbarger. Drives, kicks in the corner. Three-pointer on the way. It is no good by McGuire. The defensive rebound brought down by Anna Squires. She is trapped. Needs some help. She'll find Messbarger. Anna now with four boards. Now the Stars run to Prasoski on the baseline. Left side dribbles it out of there to Anna. Over to Kylie Teal. Long is in. Posts up on Piper. Starts with the left hand. Then kicks it back out for a short jumper. Kylie Teal. 13 for Kylie Teal, and a timeout going to be called here by Norfolk Catholic. Coach Tim Kastmeyer just saw a play that he didn't like, and he wants to take a timeout. Brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. 1:10 to go here in the third quarter of play. Kearney Catholic 38, Norfolk Catholic 18.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
1:10 to go in the third quarter. And it is Kearney Catholic just slowly pulling away from Norfolk Catholic, because the Knights cannot score. They have 4 points in the quarter, a minute to go. They break the press, try to attack it on the right baseline. They got it into Piper, missed it, got it back, missed it again. Long trying to battle for the rebound. Might have got a hand on one of those shots, and now the ball goes out of bounds off the Stars. Caitlin Long battling in there. And checking in for the Knights will be Courtney Schindler. And checking out Kristen McGuire. But that's how the day has gone. And the morning is gone for Norfolk Catholic when even Piper can't get the three-footer to go. Inbounds pass to Love. She's in the paint. Won't go. Ball deflected out to Messbarger. Up ahead to Prasoski. All alone. Allie lays it up and in. And the Stars are up by 22. This is not the way semifinals are supposed to go. And it is frustrating to Norfolk Catholic. Love drives. Shot no good. Piper rebound. Her 11th. She is fouled. And you can just tell the exhaustion is on the faces of Norfolk Catholic when you're getting beat. And I don't want to say thump, because Norfolk Catholic just isn't making shots. They've quit turning the ball over for the most part, as Piper's free throw is good. But that's only 5 in the game for Gina, and that's only 19 total with less than 40 seconds to go in the third quarter, 40-19. Second free throw for Piper. Spins it, shoots it, hits it. And she's going to check out. Checking in for Norfolk Catholic will be McGuire and Lammers. And Norfolk Catholic down 40-20. Stars ball. They're going to face a little full court pressure. Anna Squires looking for the player to release it to and threw it over here to us. Michelle Messbarger, not that tall. Each team with three turnovers here in the quarter. And now Piper's going to come right back in to play offense here for the Knights. Also coming in Love. Coach Kastmeyer was putting his defense in off that free throw, trying to give his starters a breather, and it worked. So Love will take the inbounds pass. High post, they'll get it to Schindler. The lefty will take the 14-footer and hit it. And a timeout taken by Norfolk Catholic. That is unusual. There's only 24 seconds left in the third quarter, and it leaves the Knights with only one. Timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank with the score, Kearney Catholic 40, Norfolk Catholic 22.
Buzz's Marine is transforming their showroom into a summer oasis March 21st through the 28th. Check out Buzz's huge selection of boats on 6.5 acres and get ready for the boating season. Take advantage of huge rebates, extended 5-year warranties on Yamaha outboards, and register to win prizes. Join Buzz's at their spring sales event March 21st through the 28th. Buzz's Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer. 5th and Central, Kearney. Visit buzzesmarine.com for more details.
The 2015 Girls State High School Basketball Tournament brought to you in part by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings. 24 seconds remaining here in the third quarter of play, and it is Kearney Catholic 40, Norfolk Catholic 22, and Coach Kastmeyer hoping that maybe they can get another stop here. His team finally able to get a couple of buckets here, but he just burned his next-to-last timeout. Anna Squires to throw it in. Gets it into the hands of Messbarger. And again, nothing's impossible after watching Minden's near miracle comeback yesterday. Allie Prasoski with a basketball, but Norfolk Catholic doesn't have the shooters that Minden had, especially like Taylor Kissinger. Great defense here by Norfolk Catholic, and a timeout going to be called. Coach Rick Petrie has him to use, so he's going to use one. 7 seconds to go here in quarter number three. It remains Kearney Catholic 40, Norfolk Catholic 22. We'll just keep it right here. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Don't forget, the NCAA College Basketball Tournament is right around the corner, and conference tournaments are going on now. You can get signed up for the Doug and Daddy Bracket Challenge at ESPNSuperstation.com. You can do that right now, and then when the brackets come out, you'll be all ready to go. Go to ESPNSuperstation.com. Anna Squires to throw it in for the Stars here in the front court. Look for Messbarger. Now to Kylie Teal. Teal up around midcourt. They double her over to Anna. Anna strips through the double team over to Messbarger. Ball fake. Long through the hole. Off the front of the air. No good. And that'll be the end of the quarter of play. 8 minutes away from their sixth state championship appearance. Kearney Catholic 40. Norfolk Catholic 22. We'll be back to bring you the fourth quarter action after this.
During my 23 years at Mary Lanning, I think many of the patients became my personal friends, and you can't do that in a big city.
I think it is the philosophy that Mr. and Mrs. Lanning left when they made the hospital. It's a philosophy where you work for the good of the patient. That's what you're trying to do.
It's about continuing to have a caring staff that provides very competent care. And I think that that's just continued on.
I think the common core that doesn't change is how we treat patients as a person.
I'm proud to have contributed to part of the history and hopefully carrying on the legacy and the values.
We all feel proud that we have been a part of that history.
Celebrating 100 years of inspired care. Mary Lanning Healthcare.
We head to the fourth quarter of play. Doug Duda along with our producer-engineer Jeff Ekstrom. Kearney Catholic 40, Norfolk Catholic 22. We talked about the seeds to success coming into the third quarter. And Norfolk Catholic did cut down on the turnovers, but they just are struggling to score. All their scoring, for the most part, has been late in each quarter. 40-22. Kearney Catholic will have the ball to start quarter number four. Into the corner to Kylie Teal. Tries a baseline bounce pass, and Long can't handle it, so out of bounds it goes. That's the 14th turnover for the Stars, 22 for Norfolk Catholic. Each had three in the third quarter. So you saw we had a little free-for-all in the first half. Love with it. Can Norfolk Catholic get something started here? Into the front court. They scored 66 yesterday. Piper on the low block. Got the defenders in the air. Left-hand jumper will not go. She's trying to get the rebound. Can't. Teammate does. Back up. It is no good for Bailey Barnes. Ran down out there on the wing by Hang, and another chance here. Back to Piper. She makes some room. Misses another one. Offensive rebound. Back up and in, Maddie Love. And it took a lot of work, but Norfolk Catholic finally able to get one on the board there. 40-24. Anna Squires on the weak side. Nobody guarding her, so she drives. Tries to throw it to Long. It's deflected out to Teal. Kylie drives. 12-foot jumper. No good. Rebound comes out, and a foul going to be called as we had a sprint to the basketball. Anna Squires wins the battle, and the foul called on Courtney Schindler. That is her fourth and the fifth team foul of the half. Whitney Colling and Maddie Squires have four apiece for Kearney Catholic, and they remain on the Stars bench here at the start of the fourth quarter. Maddie picked up two in the first 30 seconds of the third. Kylie Teal to Anna Squires. Anna to the left elbow, takes it in, throws it up over Piper, and off the window, it's good. Anna Squires, who had a team-high 16 yesterday, has her first point since the first quarter. That's six, and it's 42-24, Kearney Catholic. Norfolk Catholic will get it into the front court with McGuire. McGuire picks the dribble up on the left wing. Up top, Love over to Hang. Into the corner for a three. Barnes off the front of the iron, no good. Rebound brought down by Prasoski. One of six from three-point land for Norfolk Catholic. Four of 14 for the Stars. Oh, of their last 11. And we've got an official timeout here. Bringing off the court, Bailey Barnes. And I'm not sure what happened. She got messed up underneath and got hit in the throat, it looks like they're telling us. And she is struggling as they take her to the locker room. That is never fun. So hopefully she'll be okay. Back to action. Maddie Squires checks in, takes it at Piper. Gina was a little late getting to the block that time. And for Gina, that'll be her second. Maddie Squires will go to the line. 4 points for her. But again, hasn't played much because of the foul trouble. And now with an 18-point lead, Coach Petrie has to feel comfortable that even if the girls foul out because Colling's back in there, he'll be okay. Free throw is no good. But they are playing well without her, both of them. Second free throw on the way, and it is good. So Maddie Squires will hit the second free throw, and it's 43-24. Kearney Catholic by 19, 6:15 to go here in the ball game. Up the floor with it with the dribble penetration. Joelle Hang then again brings it back out. Boy, Norfolk Catholic's done that a lot, and they've turned it over. Colling has it up ahead to Maddie Squires. Layup spins off the rim and in. And a timeout going to be called here by Norfolk Catholic. Squires will lay it up and in. And Coach Kassmeyer, I think, is going to go deep into his bench here. It is his final timeout with 6:03 to go in the basketball game. Kearney Catholic 45, Norfolk Catholic 24. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery in Kearney, Nebraska is excited to welcome Dr. Nolan May to its team. As a Nebraska native with training in orthopedic surgery and sports medicine, Dr. May is excited to bring his knowledge and skills to Husker Loper Nation. Call 308-865-2570 today to learn more about Dr. May and New West Sports Medicine or to schedule an appointment. No referral is necessary and all major insurances are accepted. Call 308-865-2570.
O'Neill St. Mary's leads Blue Hill after three quarters, 28-25 in the D1 semifinals on the Breeze 94.5. With the basketball, Norfolk Catholic. Piper gets it down to the low block, and a foul will be called on Kearney Catholic as they get it to Haley Lammers, and Lammers will be shooting two. Anna Squires with her second, ninth foul of the half here on Kearney Catholic. And the first free throw by Lammers is on the way, and it's no good. 7 of 13 is a team now for Norfolk Catholic. Kearney Catholic is 9 of 14. Second free throw now on the way, and it rattles around but in. So Lammers gets her third point of the game. 45-25, Kearney Catholic in control here in the early portion of the fourth quarter. 5:45 to go. Calling up top to Maddie Squires. Swings it over to Anna. Looks for the cutter, not there. Anna dribbles to the high post, reverses her dribble. Takes it right at Piper, and Piper says, thank you very much. Gina with her fourth block. Up the floor, Love. Love takes it in hard and draws the foul. Maddie will go to the line. And again, remember, we do have the consolation. Christian and Norfolk Catholic, and this is the last one tomorrow, 3 in the afternoon. Free throw on the way, and it's in and out, no good by Love. All of the consolation games tomorrow are at Lincoln Southwest. Second free throw on the way, and it is good. So Love gets one of two. She's got 9 points in the game here. Kearney Catholic on the offense. Very rarely have had all five starters on the floor, but they do right now. And Whitney Colling will get by the defender on the inbound. Left-hand dribble, kicks it out to Teal. Fakes the three, now comes into the paint. Changes hands to get around Piper, and Kylie lays it up and in. A game-high 15, 47-26. The Stars trying to finish strong here in the state semifinal. They will play Pierce tomorrow at 11 a.m., and the pass is nearly stolen away by Kylie Teal. Out of bounds into the scorer's table. But as you can tell, if you've been listening much past the first quarter, there just hasn't been a lot of energy in the building because the Stars, after a slow start offensively, got the lead, and Norfolk Catholic hasn't been able to do anything. And Kearney Catholic just doing what they do. 47 points. They average about 66. They're not going to get there today. Back in is Hang for Norfolk Catholic and Courtney Schindler. Still out there is Piper along with McGuire and Lammers to throw it in. Lammers tries to get it in. Poked away by Whitney Colling, and another steal by Whitney. 25 turnovers for the Knights. Kylie Teal to Prasoski. 4:40 to go. Prasoski unguarded, takes the three and hits it from the top of the key. Her second three, 10 points in the ball game. The first three the Stars have made since the first quarter when they knocked down four to jump out 18-7, 50-26. Kearney Catholic had been a pretty good semifinal team until last year when they ran into Pierce. Piper's at the free throw line. Gina will take an outside jumper. It rattles out, no good. Maddie Squires will get the rebound. And Maddie will bring it across the timeline. Give it to Teal. Kylie, ooh, that's going to be a charge. Yeah. That was a pretty good low shoulder forearm shiver, whatever you want to call it. She ran right over Kristen McGuire. And for Teal, that'll be her second foul. And Coach Petrie now starting to clear the bench a little bit. Of course, the second crew coming in. That's a normal rotation with 4:10 to go. And the ball knocked away by Messbarger. Another steal is made. Michelle pulls up one on two. 10-footer is good. 8 points now for Michelle. And it is now turned into a runaway, 52-26. I'll be interested to see how this consolation game goes tomorrow. I think the youngsters from Lincoln Christian, it'll look more like a pickup game in the afternoon as another turnover occurs here for Norfolk Catholic. And I say that because I think Norfolk Catholic will come out tomorrow and play inspired basketball. This is a good team. And outside of Crofton, they haven't been thumped like this all year. Even the first meeting against Kearney Catholic, they uglied it down a little bit. The Stars didn't really pull away until later in the contest. They won it 50-32. That game was 26-15 at half. Here's a three in the corner from Jordan Stride. It's no good. Offensive rebound pulled down by Squires. Anna tries to get it inside to Long. The ball batted away and out of bounds off the Stars. In the game is Molly Kaneki again for Norfolk Catholic. Ashlyn Schmatterer now gets in there for the Stars. Kearney Catholic won the semifinal in 2013, 2010, 2007, 2002. They did lose one in 97. They've only lost two semifinals in all this time, so they're going to be 6-2 in state semifinals. Also in now is Callie Ulmer for Norfolk Catholic. She has it on the right wing, dumps it down in the corner, trying to stay out of the trap. Schmatterer all up in Molly Kanacki's face, kicks it into the corner. Chupper is no good for Schindler from 17. Ball ends up in the hands of Morgan Teal. Teal will get it into the front court and give it off there to Jordan Strine. Stars back on the offense with under 3 minutes to go. In control, 52-26. Norfolk Catholic hit the first two free throws of the game. Stars didn't get on the board for the first 3 minutes, but once they did, they quickly jumped out by five and took it out to eight, and were up 11 at the end of the first quarter and have never looked back, currently leading by 26, doubling up the score, 52-26. Pick and roll, try to get it inside to Caitlin Long. She has to tap it just to keep it alive. Schmatterer grabs it, drives the baseline from seven, put it up too strong. Rebound Messbarger to Caitlin in the paint. She'll put it up from six and score. Caitlin with her first bucket of the ball game, 54-26, Kearney Catholic. Love into the front court as we approach the two-minute mark. Norfolk Catholic still playing hard. They're waiting to sub in. They're out of timeouts, so Coach Kastmeyer can't call a timeout to get them switched. 2 minutes to go. 54-26, Kearney Catholic. Pass out top to Love. Knocked away by Messbarger, but Maddie run the race, and that just shows you they're still trying to get to the basketball. Boy, does she battle all the way to the floor to get it. And it's still going to be Norfolk Catholic basketball. Shot attempt blocked by Jordan Strite. Strite blocks the shot that time of Ulmer, and Kearney Catholic will grab the loose ball. Into the front court to Messbarger. Skip pass out to T.O. Morgan down the lane. Has it swatted away. Courtney Schindler with the block. Now Norfolk Catholic has the basketball. A minute and a half to go, and the ball is knocked away again. Still loose. Schmatterer will pick it up. And Norfolk Catholic with their 28th turnover, a pull-up three. Morgan Teal in transition and a timeout. Kearney Catholic to get the subs in. Morgan Teal will hit her first bucket and put a little cherry on top of a dominating performance here this morning for the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars. Kearney Catholic 57, Norfolk Catholic 26. Still a minute 15 to go in the ball game. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit nsaahome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
And welcome back to Pinnacle Bank Arena. The benches have been cleared for the most part, and it is Norfolk Catholic basketball. Lexi Kellogg into the ball game, gives it to Josie Roenfeld, has it knocked away. Schmatterer comes away with the basketball. Ashland, the uncontested layup, is up and in. Everybody wants to get in the scorebook here at Pinnacle. 59-26. Up the floor with it for the Knights is Drew Pieper. She'll give it over on the right wing, trying to get it to Roenfeld. She'll run it down to the right-hand corner. Stars have Annie Treadle, Sarah Oldfather in there. Here's a three-pointer on the way. Ulmer, no good. Off the leg of Jenny Beans, who was trying to grab the rebound. She's in there. Strite remains in there, as does Schmatterer. 35 seconds to go. Inbounds pass Norfolk Catholic. Try to get it to the top of the key. Treadle blocks the shot of Lexi Kellogg, and the Stars come out of there with it. Jenny Beans to Strite. Up ahead to Treadle. Treadle skips it over to Beans. Jenny to Strite. Back over to Treadle. 20 seconds to go. Schmatterer, top of the circle. Left-hand dribble, drives, back out, Oldfather, free throw line, jumper, in and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Schmatterer, no good. Strike gets it again, and she'll lay it up and in. And the final possession of the basketball game here for Norfolk Catholic. 5 seconds to go. It doesn't look like they'll get a shot away, and that's the ball game. Kearney Catholic outscores Norfolk Catholic 33-12 in the second half, and win this game in dominating fashion, 61-26. Norfolk Catholic is now 21-6 on the season, and they will play in the third-place game tomorrow at Lincoln Southwest at 3 o'clock against Lincoln Christian. Kearney Catholic is now 26-2 on the season, and they are headed to the state championship for the third time since 2007. when they won the state championship. 61-26, the Stars dominate here today. And they will advance on to play Pierce tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. here on Classic Hits and ESPN Radio. We'll take a break. You've been listening to State Basketball, brought to you by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings. The New West postgame show is next.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
And welcome back to the Pinnacle Bank Arena here in Lincoln, where it's time for the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Kearney Catholic 61, Norfolk Catholic 26. And we're joined now by the head coach of the Stars, Rick Petrie. And Coach, wow, you won a lot of games like this year, but not against teams like Norfolk Catholic. You struggled even a little bit offensively and just continued to pull away from this game. Almost perfect defense.
Yeah, defense was outstanding today. Kids followed our game plan to, you know, right down the line. And, you know, we forced them to do some things that maybe they weren't comfortable with. And got to give credit to the kids. They just got after it today. A lot of intensity.
Man-to-man, full-court pressure.
Well, it actually, some of it was. Most of it was our zone with a couple adjustments. So, you know.
How long had you been working on something like that?
You know, honestly, Doug, the biggest thing is what we tried to do today is to make them go left. And, you know, they're such a right-hand dominant team. And you watched the game with Newman yesterday. They were constantly driving to the right, getting to the foul line. We thought if we could make them go left a little bit more than they were comfortable with, that might cause them some issues.
And it did in the basketball game. And you even had a couple of your starting guards get in a little bit of foul trouble, pestering them, and you still had the girls like Messbarger and whoever you needed to put in continue to pester up front.
That's the nice thing about our depth, and those kids have played all year, so they understand, you know, their roles to come in off the bench and continue to do the same thing that the starters are doing. And you know, credit to them. They've done a great job all year, and it's kind of nice to have that luxury.
Coaches, players, analysts all have their cliches about the three-pointer, but obviously when Kylie hits three in a row, that makes a big difference in a state tournament game. Makes a big difference any time, but in the first quarter of a state semifinal, it kind of relaxes people.
When you get off to a good start and you get a lead and you can play with the lead, it's a heck of a lot easier. You know, Kylie coming out and hitting those threes right away, and Allie got one. And, you know, it just relaxes the rest of the team. We struggled inside a little bit. Gina Piper did a great job against Anna and Kat blocking shots. And but on the other end, we kind of limited her too. So, you know, I'd take that every game.
Yeah, Gina Piper, one field goal in the game. That probably hasn't happened in a couple of years.
Yeah.
So great defensive effort against her. Was it anything special in the half-court set?
Nope. You know, in our zone, we're trying to do, again, just trying to make them shoot the ball outside a little bit. They're not a great outside shooting team. And so we're trying to help inside when we could. And maybe if we gave up a couple outside shots, that would be all right.
We probably won't get a chance to have a live post game after the game tomorrow, win, lose. So just a couple of kind of big picture questions here. We have talked about how balanced your team is and how well they've shot free throws, and it's been consistent all year long. and you talk about how the girls are pretty much unselfish. How can they continually find somebody different every day to take the basketball? I mean, you got seven girls that could lead you in scoring.
And it's happened this year, so I don't – honestly, I don't know. That they love each other. They play together well, and, you know, they're not worried about – who scores the most points. They're worried about winning at this point, and that's the key.
You're not going to give us a lot, but it's Pierce.
It's Pierce.
You've played him. You played him in the regular season. You play him in the state tournament. They beat you in the semifinals last year, and now here at state, they seem to have just a magic. They're playing two of their best basketball games from guys and gals that cover them every single day. They say these are two of their better basketball games of the year. What do you see that's any different or the same even from last year?
Well, you know, Rochelle Tucker is, you know, one of the premier players in Nebraska, and we're just going to have to try and limit what she does. And, you know, their guards have played. I think the biggest key is their guards have played really well down here, and that gives them the balance that they need. And so, you know, we're just going to have to continue to try and play great defense.
I don't see anything different about your personnel necessarily than what you've had the last couple of years. It's just maybe some of the names are different. Is there something different?
I don't know. Maybe they're just feeling like it's different, you know, and confidence is a big thing when you're down here, and we're playing with a lot of confidence right now.
All right, get to the locker room. Best of luck. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right, thanks, Doug.
That is Rick Petrie, the head coach of the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars, and we'll be back and look at the numbers in their 61-26 victory. Right after this, time out.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Welcome back to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Let's take a look now at the unofficial final numbers I had in the ball game, starting for Norfolk Catholic. Haley Lammers had 3 points and one rebound. Joelle Hang, she had 8 rebounds in the basketball game, was not able to find a point on the scoreboard. She did have 1 block shot. Maddie Love, I'm telling you right now, she could score 30 tomorrow. She is frustrated with the way she played today, not with her effort, just the way things went. A couple double dribbles, the ball not going in the hole. She still led the team with 9 points and 4 rebounds. Bailey Ehlers, 4 points, 2 rebounds. Bailey Barnes, 1 rebound. Kristen McGuire, 2 rebounds. Courtney Schindler, 4 points and a block. And Gina Piper, 6 points, just 1 field goal in the game. She had 11 rebounds and 4 block shots here today. 18 rebounds in the first half, 11 in the second half of play. Free throw shooting, 5 of 9 in the first half, and in the second half, 4 of 7. 3-point shooting, 1 of 3 in the first half, and 0 of 4 in the second half. Turnovers, it was a story all game long, 19 in the first half and 10 in the second half. 14 points at halftime, just 12 points in the second half, and Norfolk Catholic is held to a season-low 26 points. Ironically, the 27 they scored to beat Pierce in the sub-district final was the previous low, and they won that 27-24. 26 points, 29 rebounds, 9 of 16 at the free throw line. They were 1 of 7 from three-point land, 6 block shots, 29 turnovers. Norfolk Catholic now 21-6, and they'll have to play Lincoln Christian tomorrow in the consolation game at 3 o'clock. We'll look at Kearney Catholic's final numbers right after this.
The story behind the Goodwill store. My story is about my daughter, Laura, who lives with a developmental disability. I've seen her learn, grow, and blossom with the help of Goodwill. People living life to the fullest, accomplishing goals, and realizing dreams. What we all strive for. What Goodwill helps people do every day. Donate, shop, be part of the story.
Doing it right makes such a difference. Goodwill.
Life is definitely good for Laura.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
And welcome back to Pinnacle Bank Arena. Let's look at the final numbers now for Kearney Catholic. The thing about a game like this is Coach Petrie was able to play everybody. Everybody wanted to play. It was just a feel-good situation for the Stars. So we'll see if it carries over. For Michelle Messbarger, 8 points, three rebounds. Annie Treadle, a block shot. Jordan Streit, 4 points, three rebounds. Allie Prasoski, 10 points, three rebounds. Whitney Colling, 2 points, one rebound. Kylie Teal led the team. She had those three threes in the first quarter, finished with 15 points, four rebounds. Ashlyn Smotterer had a bucket and one rebound. Morgan Teal, 4 points, two rebounds. Maddie Squires, 7 points, three rebounds and a block. Caitlin Long, 3 points, a rebound and two blocks. Anna Squires, 6 points, a team high, six rebounds and one block shot. 10 rebounds in the first half, 17 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 4 of 6 in the first half, 5 of 8 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 4 of 8 in the first half, 2 of 9 in the second half. And turnovers, 10 in the first half and 5 in the second half. 28 points at halftime, 33 in the second half. Kearney Catholic, 61 points, 27 rebounds, 9 out of 14 at the free throw line, 6 of 17 from 3-point land, 6 block shots, and 15 turnovers. Kearney Catholic now improves to 26-2 on the season, and they will advance on to the state championship game tomorrow when they take on Pierce in a rematch of last year's semifinal. They are the two-time defending state champions. We are just about at the end of the ball game over in Class D1 between Blue Hill and O'Neill St. Mary's. We'll get you an update and wrap it up after this on the New West post-game show.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
O'Neill St. Mary's comes back in the second half, pulls away in the fourth quarter, and they are a winner today over Blue Hill, 47-38. So Blue Hill will play tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. at against Howells Dodge at Lincoln Southwest. So today, Pierce over Lincoln Christian, 45-40. Kearney Catholic over Norfolk Catholic, 61-26. And D1 has their final set. Dundee County Stratton over Howells Dodge, 58-48. And O'Neill St. Mary's are a winner today in their ball game, 47-38 over Blue Hill. Coming up here at Pinnacle Bank, Omaha Gross and Lincoln Pius the 10th at 2, Norris and York at 3:45, tonight in A, Norfolk and Bellevue West at 7, Lincoln Northeast, after holding on against Kearney, will play Omaha West Side at 8:45 at the Devaney Center. In D2 at 2, Fall City Sacred Heart Stewart, followed by four-time champion Why Not playing Sandhills Thedford at 3:45, and then tonight, it will be Crofton, West Point, Guardian Angels at 7, St. Cecilia Sutton at 8:45. Sutton clipped St. Cecilia earlier this year by 2, so don't think that that is a walkthrough. We'll have it here on Classic Hits and 1230 KHAS with all the finals starting tomorrow at 9 a.m. on ESPN Radio. You've been listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. A balanced effort and forcing 29 turnovers in the game, Kearney Catholic takes care of Norfolk Catholic 61-26. State tournament action brought to you by Mary Lanning Healthcare, celebrating 100 years of inspired care, and Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings. For our producer-engineer, Jeff Ekstrom, I'm Doug Duda. Thanks for joining us, everyone. 61-26, Kearney Catholic is on to the state finals tomorrow against Pierce at 11 a.m. Have a great day, everyone.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Three games at